Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Tyler Gaumel, the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's In Touch, I'm visiting with Park Ranger Zach Hayworth about springtime updates at Lake Darling, the cabin rentals and services offered at Lake Darling. Now, Zach, last week caught up, the cabin rentals out at Lake Darling were steadily increasing. Is that still the case?
The cabins have still continued to stay very busy. They're filling up very consistently on all of the weekends because right now we're still in the rental period where it's just a two-night minimum rental day requirement. Once we get up to Memorial Day, that's when our week-long requirement will take effect if you make reservations ahead of time. And so far, we have several weeks that are already booked, probably only maybe a handful or so weeks that are left in some of the cabins throughout the whole summer. And that week restriction is in place from Memorial Day to Labor Day. With that being said, if one of those cabins does not get reserved for that week and it's open, we can rent them out here at the park office on a first-come, first-served basis for two nights at a time or more if someone wishes. We're seeing a lot of advanced reservations being made, and we're looking forward to getting the bulk of the summer underway.
And it sounds like the goal at Lake Darling and the park in general are to constantly improve. Are you still receiving basically all positive feedback still?
Yeah, absolutely. Folks are really, really enjoying the cabins and enjoying the, you know, all the other activities that the lake has to offer. I know here in the coming weeks or so, I believe the contractor's going to come back and do some reseeding up there near the cabins to get a little bit better grass established. So we're going to have to rope off, you know, some of those areas to try to limit the amount of foot traffic on there to give that grass a good chance to grow. That way it doesn't turn into a mud hole per se. And we're just glad to see these cabins being used. They're being used by people not just within the county or within the local area, but people from out of state as well. And it's a very good opportunity and a very good option for folks to take advantage of.
And Zach, we were joking off air about all the steady rain we've been getting. How's the fishing right now?
As far as the fishing goes, you know, the rain can impact some of the fishing. This last weekend, we had a lot of folks out, and actually we're having really good luck. The crappies are really starting to bite, and we had talked to several fishermen on Saturday who were having great luck out there. But we'll just see as the watershed obviously continues to drain and water is coming into the lake. This is the third year now of the lake being full, and we're just entering that part where it's going to be some really good fishing here for the next several years and hopefully years to come.
What have people been catching?
Popular one that most folks are going to catch the most of are going to be your panfish, like your bluegills and crappies. And that's a great type of fish to target, you know, especially if you're fishing with children. I talk to several parents who often they're bouncing back and forth from kid to kid to kid, just baiting hooks and taking fish off. Those fish are a lot of fun to catch. And it's as far as bass fishing goes, we have a lot of folks who come out interested in fishing for bass. There is a 15-inch minimum length limit on those bass. People wish to keep those. We have a very healthy population of bass in the lake right now. And so those type of fish are in the lake too, and they provide a great sporting opportunity for anglers. We just need folks to abide by that 15-inch minimum length limit and then also abide by their daily bag limits as well.
Boat rental season is quickly approaching. When should we expect the boat rentals to open up?
We're hoping to have the boat rental facility open around Memorial Day weekends. Right now, it's looking like the boat rentals will only be available on the weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays. And we'd like to be able to provide that opportunity during the week, you know, for some of the folks, especially if they're staying in our new year-round cabins during the week. We want to give them that opportunity as well.
Any other upcoming events out at Lake Darling?
I believe it's May 3rd on the Washington's Orange and Black Give Back Day. I know they're bringing a group of kids out. They wrote and received a grant for 200 seedling trees, and they're going to be coming out there on Wednesday the 3rd to plant those trees throughout the park. And I'm sure if there's anybody interested in helping and volunteering, they would take as many volunteers as are willing to show up.
Lots and lots of services and activities out at Lake Darling State Park. Any tips you might have for a first-time visitor?
Sometimes some of the rules and the regulations, you know, regarding different things can be confusing if you're reading them just out of a rule book. So we encourage folks to ask us those questions if they have any, and we'd be happy to help them out. You know, whether it's even with regards to an activity like fishing or camping or even the trails, you know, if they like a copy of the trail map, we can get them that, or it is also available on the DNR's website as well. But I would suggest for some, you know, first-time folks or folks who are maybe haven't been here, do a little research prior to coming to the park and, you know, learn about what all it has to offer. As I said, we're always here at the park and willing to help whatever we need to do.
Zach, I appreciate your time. As always, lots of good info.
Absolutely. Anytime, Tyler.
That was Park Ranger Zach Hayworth with an update on the Lake Darling State Park. You can find today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa online at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Gum for AM and FM KCII News.